Finally, the shocking news about Michael Jackson's death last week had one unexpected consequence. It pushed South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's marital and political troubles from the very top of the news to somewhere in the middle of the page or broadcast. You will recall that Governor Sanford's unexplained absence over Father's Day weekend, sans security detail, caused heartburn throughout his state, even more so when it turns out that he was not, as he had led his staff to believe, hiking the Appalachian Trail, or, as he apparently led his wife to believe, having some quiet time to do some writing. Instead, he was visiting a woman in Argentina with whom he was having an extramarital affair, all of which he laid out in excruciating detail in a teary press conference last week. Can I just tell you, the political situation in South Carolina deserves our attention, but not necessarily because of the governor's awkward confessions. There's another scandal in the State House, and it's right there in the open for all to see, and it's this. South Carolina has the lowest percentage of women serving in state government than any state in the country, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Just 10% of the people serving in elected state office there are women. That's far less than the national average, which is just over 24%, and far less than next-door neighbors North Carolina at 25% and Georgia at 19%. South Carolina has the dubious distinction of being the only state in the country without any women currently serving in its state Senate. In the lower house, there are just 17 women serving in a body of 124. And perhaps it goes without saying that not one member of the state's congressional delegation is a woman. Why might this be, and why does it matter? The first question is especially hard to answer. It's hard to fathom that South Carolina's voters might be more resistant to female candidates than all of their neighbors in the Deep South. North Carolina has sent women of both political parties to its highest offices, governor and senator. So has Texas. Are women not running? They are. They're just not winning. It's not clear why. Why it matters is tricky, too, except that most people in most democratic countries have come to believe that it does. Now, some argue that women are inherently more honest than men and less self-aggrandizing, more likely to put the people's interests ahead of their own. Now, that's a tough argument to make when just a day after Governor Sanford was forced to come clean about his extracurricular exploits, Detroit City Councilwoman Monica Conyers was busy pleading guilty in federal court to accepting bribes, and Baltimore Mayor Sheila Dixon is currently under indictment for misappropriating funds meant to help out her constituents, just to name a few examples. But most reasonable people in most democratic countries have come to believe that a democracy is best served by having all stakeholders represented, and it's hard to see how that is the case when half the population is represented by only 10% of the people serving in key leadership roles. It also makes you wonder about the leadership culture. Is it possible that having so few women around in positions of authority leads to antiquated and adolescent attitudes about women? A boys will be boys and the boys will look the other way attitude about dishonesty in relationships? Who knows? I do know I can tell you the last time we had to sit and watch a woman office holder tearfully confess to adultery while her stony-faced male partner watched by her side. That would be never. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.